What's up, everybody? Episode 48 of Building and Scaling Online Courses with Davey Gravy, coming at you from the car again, driving to Tampa. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the problem of TMI, and it's not the problem you're thinking of, too much information. I got a different TMI for you, and I suffer from it, so let me tell you what it is, and let's get into it. So there's something I have been struggling a bit with lately, and let me tell you the symptoms, and then I'll tell you what it is. I've noticed the symptoms are extra stress than normal. You don't feel like you have a very clear direction of when you wake up in the morning and you go to do work. You don't have a super clear picture in your head of, here's exactly what I'm doing, here's what I'm working on, here's what I need to do. Another symptom might be procrastination. You feel overwhelmed, so you just don't do anything at all, or you do stuff that feels like accomplishing things, but you know in your true heart that they're just kind of like little piddly things that aren't really going to move the needle for you. And what is all this a symptom of? This is a symptom of TMI, too many initiatives. And I think this is a curse of many business owners.
Turn right to take the interstate.
And you know, you get, because you get, sorry, I'm listening to my GPS as well. I'm on my way to a meeting. You get excited about a lot of stuff, right? You see opportunity all over the place. Ooh, I could create this course and launch this course. Ooh, I could
take the interstate 275.
I could explore. I need to be posting on every social media channel every day. Oh, you know what? Over here, I could expand in this completely unrelated market. Oh, you know, when somebody emails you, hey, do you want to partner on this? And you're like, it's really not what we do, but, you know, hey, shoot, let's go for it. Maybe at the beginning when you got nothing going on, that is okay. But once you have a business that makes money doing a certain thing, you have to be a bit more selective and strategic about what you say yes to. So every time, I'm sure you, I don't want to regurgitate the same crap you've heard probably 1,000 times, but it's like every time you say yes to something, you say no to something else, right? Because you only have so much time. And the only way to multiply time is to get more people on your team. And then you get more people on your team, you can have more hours going into your business. So that's good, but then you got to be a good manager at that point. And I would not say that I'm the greatest manager or project manager. I like people. But as far as, you know, keeping mile, projects going, it's a little bit of a different beast. So the problem happens when you start up too many things and you end up not finishing them. It splits your focus. It gets you going in a bunch of different directions. You know, when I think of what we're doing right now, I'll just start listing them off for you so you can get an example. We have a private membership community that we created a year ago. And we haven't like really, really hit it hard on the marketing because we haven't had a really good looking sales page. We haven't had a really good looking sales page because I know, oh, we need probably like an intro video for it. And I got to figure out exactly what our offer is. And then I've got to figure out the best way to convey that offer on the sales page. And we got to do some copywriting. One of the big holdups was I didn't have a really good web developer. So I found 2 web developers. I tried the first one. You know, he was pretty good, but then things started kind of falling apart towards the end. It could have been my fault, could have been his fault, I don't know. So that is like a whole project in and of itself to do that. Well, we got that, and then we also had something where we were wanting to expand into academic curriculum because we have these courses, and then we have people saying, oh, hey, we'd love to integrate your course into what we're doing in our curriculum. And some other people were interested in having a full curriculum. So we're like, shoot, we could tap into this large market of curriculum sales, and we could offer our stuff to schools, and it would have to be built out into a full semester course, because what we had wasn't necessarily a full semester course. So I hired a curriculum developer, I don't know, maybe a year ago, paid them thousands of dollars to build out an actual curriculum around one of our online courses. So we did that, but now you've got this product. I need to sell it to actually recoup the investment you put into it. So what do you need for that? A sales page, some type of funnel, some type of strategy to get leads in or get sales, right? Because nobody's going to buy it if they don't know that it exists. So you either have to have like an inbound marketing strategy with, you know, doing good internet marketing and getting people to book demos and calls or whatever, or you have to go start calling up schools, right? And all this takes time. Somebody's got to do that. Somebody has to either design the process. Somebody either has to actually do the activities. So that's an example. I've only listed off two initiatives. Another initiative is like, oh, hey, we have all these courses that we have created over the last several years, but we need to market and sell them better. Well, what do they all need? They all need different types of marketing strategies and funnels and this and that. If you wanted to really be intentional about each one, or we could just focus on a few of them about being really intentional with heavy marketing, and the other ones we could just sort of have on the website and list them and mention them. If people want to find them, they can find them and get into them. But just as I've built a business over the last 6-7 years, and at first it was very simple, right? We had one course, test prep course. Our only mission, our one initiative, was get people to know about that course, to trust us, and to buy that course, use it to study for their exam, take their exam, pass it, leave us a good review, right? That was like the whole goal. So anything we were doing was pointing towards that, which is good, but you know, everybody, you want to grow. So you start, oh, let's do new products, or let's help people with the next phase, or let's do this or that. And as you do that, you can think about each product that you have almost like a mini business, because it all needs its own marketing. Why should you buy this? Who's it for? All that stuff. So as you create more products, you create more projects for yourself, and you create more initiatives. And then unless you have like a big enough team and systems to handle all that, you end up not doing a very good job with any of those things, I've noticed. So I suffered from TMI, too many initiatives. So what we're doing, or what I'm trying to do, is I think there's two solutions. Number one is cut down on the stuff you're working on, and just focus on, it's not like you only have to focus on one initiative, but maybe figure out, hey, where's the core things that really kind of make us money, or that people know us for, or what are the real core opportunities for the future that I think are the best, and just focus on those handful of opportunities. So limit the amount of things you're chasing. I think Seth Godin said, if you try to be everything to everybody, you're going to be nothing to no one, something like that, right? If it's for everyone, if it's for no one, something along those lines. It's good to remember that. So limit what you're doing. So we're like, all right, cool, we're going to focus on marketing, I think, three to four courses actively, and we're just going to focus on those, and we're going to focus on them one at a time, knocking them out one by one. And then we're going to focus on one future initiative that we don't make money with yet, but that we want to expand into, which is the curriculum. We also thought about doing corporate training, in-person training. There's a lot of stuff around that. A lot of people do that, but again, that's like a whole nother beast. So we've decided, all right, well, we're not going to pursue that. If somebody asks us to do something and it's really easy for us, maybe we'll say yes to it, but we're not going to pursue that as our main thing. So there's that, and then I think just having some good systems for managing the project. I think one thing that's important is there needs to be a person or a team member who is the person who is responsible for making things happen in that project. They're responsible for the results. They're responsible for, hey, listen, I'm going to give you these resources. I'm going to give you this web developer. I'm going to give you these whatever. You know, you can spend some money on it if you need to. But you're in charge. So you need someone in charge of it. You need a deadline, because if you just say, hey, work on this, people will work on it, but they don't, they'll work at the pace that you set, I've noticed. And I do that too, right? If I don't have a deadline, I will take longer on stuff. So you got to give someone a deadline. Got to give someone hey, you're clearly accountable for this. Here's your deadline. And then you need to paint a picture to them of what it looks like if this is successful. I just want to let you know, this is what success looks like. It looks like this project is completed by this date, and it looks like this, and it does this for us, and we're able to do X, Y, Z, right? So they know, okay, if I can get that done and I can achieve this outcome by this date, that's successful. And then you can sort of, you know, if that person's qualified, let them run with it. Hopefully they do a good job with it. Because my problem has been trying to be the accountable initiative manager for every initiative in my business. And you just can't possibly keep up with all the different things that come up and try to push everything forward, because you spend time pushing one project forward and then you neglect the other four or five or six that you have going on. Then you even forget that they're even in your business. You're like, oh, that's right, I was working on this, crap. Then you run back to it, and you're just constantly jumping around from initiative to initiative and not really finishing any of them. So as a business owner, you really got to lock in on what are the couple initiatives that I'm going to be responsible for personally, and then what do I need to delegate to a team member? And if you don't have a team, your options are either you just don't do those other projects at all, or you get a team member. Really, that's it. Otherwise, you're not going to be effective. So anyways, that's how I'm handling TMI right now. I'm trying to limit the number that I'm taking on and actually utilize my team better. And also limit the scope of opportunities that we are pursuing so that we can pursue only the best opportunities for us. So if you're waking up feeling stressed out, I'm not really clear about what I need to do, I'm not really sure about how to move forward, I feel overwhelmed, just get a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper. List everything that you're spending any time on, anything that's on your mind that you're thinking about working on or that you are working on, and then say, I'm only going to pursue a very few opportunities at once, and I'm going to limit myself to only very important initiatives that line up with those opportunities, and try to get team members that are qualified to handle those opportunities as well. So that's what I got for you today. Maybe that helps some of you. Maybe none of you have that problem and I'm just talking to myself. But either way, I hope you've enjoyed this car ride with me to a Starbucks in Tampa. All right. Take care, everyone. See ya.